Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Dr. William Stoker. Dr. Stoker recently co-authored an article in the July-August 2020 issue of Missouri Medicine. The article is called Fentanyl in Missouri, the China Connection. Doctor, go ahead and give our listeners a little bit of background on when fentanyl began pouring into Missouri, and if we've seen a rise over the years with how much it is coming into the Show Me State.
So Missouri plays a role in a book by Ben Westhoff called Fentanyl Inc., INC, implying that there's a corporate push out of China to produce fentanyl. So before the 2014 to 2015 era, you could find heroin that was essentially pure on the streets of St. Louis. And after that time, you just couldn't. And we conducted interviews with several people involved with opioids in Missouri. And pretty much everybody agrees, you just can't find pure heroin anymore.
Doctor, is this a widespread problem throughout the state, or is it mainly impacting big cities like St. Louis, Kansas City, and Springfield?
Some rural areas have higher rates of opioid overdoses than some of the urban areas. And there are hot spots, and there are reasons for these hot spots. But, of course, the greatest numbers are in St. Louis and around St. Louis. And there was a paper on the opioid overdoses just this year by Wilson and colleagues, and it's out of CDC, and they found that Missouri had the largest percentage increase and absolute number increase of all the states. Now, I don't want to imply that Missouri has the highest number of opioid overdoses, but as far as percentage increase of fatal opioid overdose cases, Missouri had the largest increase. And I think a lot of this is due to the urban area, and a lot of it is due to outstate. And I interviewed one of the police officers in Boone County, Sergeant Lear, and his sentence kind of summarized it. He said that heroin has lost its stigma.
The article that you helped co-author states that fentanyl is coming from China. So I'm curious, does China potentially have a hand in where the fentanyl is getting shipped? Like, are they trying to harm Americans in the Midwest with fentanyl? And I ask this because we had a story about a month ago about mystery seeds arriving from China and how Missouri farmers had no idea what this was or if it was an attempt to harm their crops. So I guess in a lengthy roundabout way, I'm asking if China is not only using fentanyl to make money, but also to target Americans.
In response to that question of targeting certain areas in America, I think what's going on is the big picture is less a targeting and more a rise in opioid use in America, and a rise for business reasons of fentanyl contamination of the opioids. So the heart of the problem appears to be that fentanyl is cheap and can produce the opioid effect. It's far cheaper than heroin, gram for gram. And in fact, you can die with a dose of fentanyl that costs less than a dollar. And so we have this powerful fentanyl, which is much cheaper to make than heroin, and we've got an increase in that. Now, the question about targeting, I just don't see a targeting effect. I see a business effect where each transaction, from China to the middleman to the opioid user on the street, let's say, at each transaction there's profit to be made. And the Chinese are interested in profits. And as Ben Westhoff pointed out in his book, Fentanyl Inc., there's a lot of profit to be made in manufacturing chemicals and sending them to America. And one of those chemicals is fentanyl. And some of that is sent legally, and some of that is sent illegally, as far as China is concerned. All of it is sent illegally as far as America is concerned.
We're talking with Dr. William Stoker, who recently co-authored an article in the July-August 2020 issue of Missouri Medicine called Fentanyl in Missouri, the China Connection. Doctor, the article talks about at one point how Jackson County as well as Kansas City have lower opioid death rates than the eastern side of the state. I'm curious, why is that?
One answer is from the representatives of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, who state that there are simply different sources. Kansas City, according to some contacts on the street, gets its sources from places, other cities such as Dallas and Omaha. And these, of course, change, and it's hard to keep up to date, and it's hard to pinpoint, obviously, because all this is going on in a large and illicit trade. But it looks like those sources have less fentanyl contamination. Now, there's two issues here. How much is contaminated with fentanyl, and how evenly is it mixed? And as far as the first question, the contamination with fentanyl, Western sources still tend to have more of a type of heroin called black tar heroin, which is harder to mix with fentanyl. And so there's just some degree of safety in the depending on the kind of heroin you're getting. The second issue is the mixing of the fentanyl and how evenly it's mixed. And as several people have stated, that mixing is done with a spoon sometimes. And the DEA in St. Louis likens this to the chocolate chip cookie problem. When you're baking chocolate chip cookies, some of them are full of chocolate chips and they're almost solid chocolate on the top. And other cookies might have no chocolate chips. That's exactly what happens with the fentanyl in the heroin if it isn't mixed evenly. So you have an unequal dose of narcotics, and some part of the batch can kill you and part of it won't.
So is the trend of fentanyl moving west?
So the trend of fentanyl is moving west. Why is that? Well, partly because of the established trade routes for the underground and illicit narcotics trade. The East Coast did not have the amount of black tar heroin that the West Coast had. And the East Coast sources are moving west. The fentanyl is moving west. And those numbers show up on federal websites, which show still the highest rates of fentanyl overdoses are in many eastern states, but that is changing because the largest percentage increase is in states west of the Mississippi, and Missouri is one of those states. So we're seeing that national trend of fentanyl moving west. We're seeing that playing out right now in Missouri. Fentanyl deaths high in the eastern part of the state and in what the CDC researchers called the fringe areas around St. Louis. We're seeing all that moving westward across the state and opioid deaths rising across Missouri, extending to the western part of the state.
And how fast is that trend moving?
Well, we're seeing, it depends on the county. So the question is, how fast is the fentanyl moving west across Missouri? We're seeing, of course, the baseline for fentanyl contamination when it really started around 2014, 2015 to ramp up from close to zero. This whole thing is playing out in a half decade long period. So we're starting from close to zero on fentanyl contamination. Although there was some previously, the real start of this was half a decade ago. So the recent rise has been 2017, 2018, 2019. Many counties are seeing this for the first time. And we're seeing it in new forms. It isn't just fentanyl. It's also fentanyl analogs like carfentanyl, the kind of fentanyl that can tranquilize an elephant. And we're seeing it in things that aren't even directly fentanyl, like what's called on the street pinky or gray death, which is a mixture of heroin and U-47-700. this U47700 is a non-fentanyl analog, which is showing up a lot more in rural counties such as Boone County. So not to pick on Boone County, but St. Francis County, Boone County, our county of Phelps County, we're all seeing over a several-year period a rise in fentanyl-related deaths.
What should lawmakers do to curb this increase?
So what can the lawmakers do policy-wise? For one thing, it's hard to make an addict not an addict. That's a huge challenge. And I'm speaking as a doctor in Phelps County, and we want to save lives if we can. And one death recently, in fact, March of this year, the heroin user had filled out his application to go to therapy, which might have got him off the narcotics habit, and he overdosed, fatal overdose, before he could be admitted. So these rehab facilities need support. People need to have a chance to recover. So I think there are two paths. There's the interdiction path, which is stopping the heroin to come in. And we've gone that route, and it seems to not have succeeded so far, although people are still hopeful. And the second is one of therapy and helping people recover from their addiction. Now, there's currently a very useful campaign to get people to use Narcan, which is the trade name of naloxone, to save lives. And officers are now carrying naloxone, Narcan throughout the state, and that's a good thing. We can save lives, and people should even in the era of social distancing, people should let people know if they're using, so that they can be found and they can be rescued using the naloxone, which can reverse the effects of the opioids.
Has the pandemic accelerated the problem at all?
Well, I think that we're seeing a rise in opioid-related deaths during the COVID era, and we should all be aware that there are people out there who need our help, and there are people that are in disadvantaged circumstances that are turning more toward opioids. And unfortunately, in the era of social distancing, they're using their opioids at home. So reach out to someone. You may save a life.
This is definitely a problem that we'll have to keep our eyes on. Thank you for joining us this morning, Doctor. That was Dr. William Stoker, who recently co-authored an article in the July-August 2020 issue of Missouri Medicine called Fentanyl in Missouri, the China Connection. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW.